Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. I was glad when they said unto me, come and let us go into the house of the Lord. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, welcoming all of our first-time visitors on today. Thank you for being here with us at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, amen, and we're still moving forward, amen, with the help of the Lord, by the grace of God, and by the mercies of God. Amen and amen and amen. We have been sharing, amen, about the power of prayer, prayer power, how much power, amen, that we have with God. Amen. We have been taking it a little bit deeper, amen, and wanting you to know, amen, that your confidence is necessary, is a necessary ingredient to experience a successful prayer life. If you do not have confidence in God, in addition to confidence to who you are in him, you will not have the necessary ingredients, amen, to experience the prayer life, the results of prayer life, amen, that the Lord has already given unto us. Amen. So we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. As we continue to go deeper and deeper and deeper. Amen. Which was our declaration the earlier part, few months ago, the early part of this year. Amen. We spoke about going deeper, deep calleth unto deep. Amen. As we move from faith to faith and as we move from glory, amen, to glory. Amen and amen. So when we look in the book of Romans, amen, and God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart is acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. When we look in the book of Romans chapter number 12, amen, glory be to God, amen, and we can read verses 1 and we'll read verse number 2, amen, and it reads, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Glory be to God. Verse number 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. And we thank God for the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. Hallelujah. What is the purpose of praying? If we are not going to discover what God's will is. A lot of times, beloved, amen, we come in with the mindset, amen, that we just want our will to be done. We only want our will, amen, to be expressed, our will to be manifested. Glory be to God. True prayer is to have God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. True prayer is to have God's will be done in this situation. That's true prayer. Because we know that God's will is perfect. God's will is absolute. God's will is supreme. God's will is all goodness. God, the manifestation of God's will is all blessings. He leaves nothing out. He already has all of the factors calculated in it. So when we bring our petitions before the Lord, whatever our petitions are, true prayer is that God's will be done in this situation. Not necessarily what you are requiring. God is going to do you better. He is exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think. He's not a slouch. He don't come half empty and a day late. He is complete. He is 100. See? And so that's true prayer. But beloved, unless our minds are transformed, we'll never be able to prove, amen, what is the good will of God, the well-pleasing will of God. Why? Because we're always going to come with that selfish mode. We're always going to come with that carnal mindset, that fleshly mindset. We're going to come seeing things our way. It's okay to come seeing things your way, but you want to leave seeing things God's way. This is the purpose of prayer. First of all, to change, we must be changed. Because when we're changed, we see things differently. We see things from a different perspective. We want to see things the way God sees things. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. We want 2020 vision in the spirit. But beloved, unless we are renewed and renewed, it says, be not conformed to this world. Your parents did the best they could in raising you. No, they wasn't perfect. But they did the best they could. You went to the best schools. You lived in the best neighborhood, amen, you could live in. See? And all of these worldly situations has groomed us to become who we are, our environment, our guardians. Our education, all of this, amen, goes into the pot, amen, to cause us to think the way we think, do the things we do. See, so we are molded, amen, by our circumstances. The village has molded you to become who you are in the natural. The Lord is saying, no, that's not good enough. You got to come outside the village for this one. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. Beloved, this is supernatural. We are a spirit. We possess. We live in a body. We possess a soul. You are a spiritual being. God is spirit. We talk to God in the spirit. God answers via the spirit. Beloved, amen, we're going to have to be transformed in our thinking to know this. It's not what we see. but it's what we're going to see. Amen. Glory be to God. When we come to God by faith, we're transformed in our minds. We don't think the way we used to think. Now we think according to God's word. Everything, we have to go back and reference God's word for every situation. Every thought. We take every thought captive. Every thought that is trying to be filtered through your mind, you have to go, amen, and pinpoint God's word, amen, and get a scriptural reference for even allowing this thought to be entertained in your mind. Otherwise, it got to go. Why? Because you're no longer conformed. Your mind is being transformed. There's a working going on. There's an internal working. There's a churning. There's a mental churning. There's a spiritual churning going on. How often? Day by day. All day long. He who meditates on my word day and night shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. God told Joshua, meditate on my word day and night, and then ye will have good success. There's a difference between success and good success. You're going to have good success. Why? Because your mind is being renewed. How can you lose when you start thinking like God? How can you fail when you start thinking like God? How can you make a wrong decision and a wrong choice when you're thinking like God and being motivated by the Spirit and being led by the Spirit? For you to make a mistake is for you really to say God made one. God don't make no mistakes. And if you are being transformed in the renewing of your mind and being led by the Holy Ghost, because he tells us in Psalms 32:8, I will instruct thee, I will lead thee, I will guide thee in the way that thou shalt go. How you gonna blow it? So when we acknowledge the Lord, Proverbs 3:5, acknowledge me in all of your ways, and I shall direct your path. And when we allow God to have his will, which means when we pray and God start moving, we don't interfere. Oh, God, I didn't mean that. Oh, God, no. Oh, no. No, 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 no. No, you get out of the way and you let God be God. We don't try to stop him. I committed my children to the Lord. Then commit them. And when God start whipping stuff behind, amen, glory be to God, he ain't going to kill him. He who is without chastisement, the Lord calls them bastards. Oh, Lord, I didn't mean all this. I didn't mean nothing. No, you didn't mean nothing. You ain't got no power. This is God's doing. Because our mind is being renewed, amen, being transformed. Now we know because we're thinking like God, God is hearing our prayer. God is answering our prayer. And so now we know, amen, that all things are working together for good to them who love the Lord and for them who are calling to his purpose. But, lovers, you can't ask God to do something, then can turn around and then tell him how to do it. Now, we ain't got that much power. Because otherwise, you wouldn't need God. Why don't you just take the throne? No, you ain't going to tell God how to do it. See,
You express your concerns to him. Glory be to God. And because our mind is being renewed, we know God is in the midst of this thing. God is working behind the scenes. He is working in every angle. God got it. What God tells us, beloved, when we commit our ways, when we commit our requests unto the Lord is saying, I got this. I'll take it from here. Thank you very much. I'll take it from here. See? But, beloved, we will not be successful in our prayer life if our minds are not being transformed, because we're going to, you know, keep running in thinking that our prayer wasn't sufficient. God wants to move in a different angle, come down a different street, a different angle, avenue, glory, and we're going to feel like we're a failure. Well, I thought God would do it this way. I thought God, Let God do it the way God want to do it. Because, see, when God do it, God done did it. And you know what? Much better than what you could have ever done. And God is so smooth. He's so perfect. He connect all the dots, amen, in a drop. So easy. But you would have never done it that way, because you don't have all knowledge. You don't have all wisdom. You don't have all power. See? So, beloved, so because of that, amen, glory be to God, when we approach God, hallelujah, in prayer, our posture for prayer, our confidence in prayer, we hold on, amen, to the confession of Romans 12 and 2. You have to stay there. This is not something that we do one day a week for an hour. I'm reading an article now, glory be to God, from Apple, amen, because I subscribe to the Apple newspaper, amen, to keep me current and trends so I can know what's going on around the world. People not even coming to church. Folks was happy for COVID-19. They ain't been back to church and ain't planning on going. People ain't going to church. I thank God that this ministry here was way before its time, some 13 years ago, when God established this media ministry for us to go forward on internet radio, internet TV, because people ain't going to church. We got to get them where we can find them. And you know you're going to find them on social media. So here, beloved, amen. So your confession is this. I am being transformed by the renewing of my mind to prove the perfect will of God. See, because you praying for God to go black, but God don't want to go black. God want to go red. You praying for God to go left. That's okay, because that's what you wanted. That's all right. But God said, I'm not going to answer this to the left. I'm going to answer this to the right. But as your mind is being transformed, amen, you're submitting, you're yielding, you're sensitive, amen, glory be to God, to the move of God, to the will of God, and knowing that God is absolute and absolutely perfect, amen, hallelujah, you can say, have your way, Lord, have your way. And you need to know that, beloved, because otherwise you're going to become frustrated. God ain't answering. This thing ain't working. What am I doing wrong? I was praying for $20. I only got 10. Huh? And you ain't know there's another couple thousand around the corner. See, unless we know that, amen, God's perfect will, amen, is being done, and we're learning the will of God and the ways of God, amen, by letting God be God. Otherwise, you're going to give up. You're not going to pray. You're not going to pray in the right attitude. You're not going to pray in the right posture. You just ain't going to pray. Because what's the purpose? Ephesians chapter number 6, verse number 16 says this. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Now, beloved, if you don't take this one here, this is why a lot of God's people, amen, have fainted, become weary. Some of them have given up. Some of them have thrown in the towel. And some of them don't even have a prayer life. Isn't that sad? A Christian without a prayer life. It's like trying to have water without having the wet. Wow. Your confession must be, I am taking the shield of faith, and I am quenching all of the fiery darts of the enemy. Why? Because fiery darts gonna come. You just think Satan is gonna sit back and not try? You think he ain't gonna try to throw a dart here and there when he see a little opening? Because he's gonna have an opening, because you know we're gonna mess it up. Now you know we're gonna mess it up. So that's what we do. That's why we have the blood of Jesus Christ, and we can come confessing our sins and get this thing straight. And you ain't got to wait until nighttime, amen, to confess no sins. If I was you, it would be a continual thing. God, thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for forgiving me. I don't wait until it's time to go to bed because I might not make it. You think Satan is going to really sit back and not try? You think that you're not going to be tested? It is not a sin to be tested. Otherwise, Jesus would have sinned. Because Satan tried to wear our Savior out. 40 days of prayer and fasting. He's tempting him to turn stones into bread. If testing was a sin, Jesus would have sinned. It's not a sin to be tested. It's only a sin when you yield to the temptation. How else you going to know, amen, that you got the victory? How you going to know? You just going to base it on the Bible? Or you going to know through experience? You going to know, amen, and how you allow God to help you to overcome this. And overcome that. How you gonna know unless you be tested? See, God already know the outcome. God already know what you're gonna do before you do it. You need to know. God don't need to know. It's like on yesterday when we were talking about, amen, the condition of our hearts. God already knows what's in your heart. He's not ignorant. He's God. You need to know. That's why God allows stuff to happen. That's why God allowed that to happen. So you can see how nasty you is. Yeah, Ebonics is they. You can see how nasty you is with your saved self. You see how quick it is for you to, you know, flare up and be ready to fight. You'll cut them out first, huh? Where all that come from? See, God already know. And the devil knows some stuff too. The devil has legal access. See, that's why the Bible is talking to you and to me when it says do not give the devil a foothold. Don't give the devil a way in. what the Lord is telling us is that we can give the devil a way into our lives. The devil has legal access into your life, Christian. That's the only way he got in, because you gave him a way in. So if the door is open, now we are opening the door for the devil, but some of us haven't opened the door for the Lord because he's still knocking. But if the devil has a legal access to your life, you think he's not going to take it? Well, that boy going to hit it and quit it. He going to take it. Had the guy in court, amen, they had him in there for rape. He told the judge, he said, I didn't rape her, she gave it to me. She gave it up to me. Glory be to God. Satan is saying, glory, they gave me legal access. Okay, I took it. And so the enemy is constantly trying all day long, throwing darts, amen, suggestions, ideas. Why don't you do it this way? Try this. Ain't nobody helping you anyhow. You might as well do this. Yeah, well, they ain't living right. Yeah. And all these scenarios, hoping you gonna take one. Yeah, well, you know right. You know what, devil? You right, because you know, I've been trying this for a long time, and I've been single for a long time, and they over there with their spouses and knocking boots, and I hear them all through the wall, and they're going to try to tell me? No, shoot. Ah! Yeah, I don't know what they doing with that church money anyhow. Shoot. Nah, I ain't got no. Give me 100 of them Powerball. What's the what? Give me $100 in Mega. Well, that's your tithe money, baby. Yeah, but you know I'm a pay God back. Jesus, help us. So, beloved, amen. You have to know that when you come to God in prayer, while you're waiting for the manifestation of the things that you have asked God for, stuff gonna happen. Why? Because he wants you to curse your own blessing. And that's the only way, the devil said, the only way I can stop you from not getting this is I got to talk you out of it. He wants you to curse your own blessing. Power in the thing and the words you speak. So one moment you're praying and asking God to do something, and then the devil throwing his darts. You agree with the devil's lie, amen. And now you still, well, God ain't gonna do that for me. Well, I asked God to do it, but you know I don't expect it to happen. You just curse your own blessing. The angel was on the way to your house. As a matter of fact, he was right next door. You was the next house. You was next up in line, because here you go opening your mouth, cursing your own blessings, because blessings and cursings is in the power of your tongue. And because you had the things you say. And so where did that come from? How did the devil steal your blessing? See, because he threw a fiery dart, and all his darts are lies. And you believed it. So you have to fight against it. You have to fight against it, beloved. See, look, when you ask God for something in prayer, the moment you ask God for it, you get it. The moment you ask God for it, you get it in the spirit. Now it has to manifest itself from spiritual to natural. Sometimes that's quick. And sometimes it's not so quick. Nevertheless, it's on the way. What's happening between there and here? What's happening from the moment you ask God for it to the moment that you receive it? Okay, good question. Daniel asked God for something in particular. Daniel received it according to the word of God the moment he asked God for it. The very moment. He went into the prayer meeting. When did Daniel get it? 21 days later. What was happening from the moment that Daniel asked God for it to the 21 days? Spiritual warfare. What was the spiritual warfare all about? Satan throwing darts. Satan trying to make Daniel an unbeliever. Thinking that God wants Daniel to believe that God didn't hear, God don't care. And who do he think he is? And beloved, we learn that God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Guess what? So is the devil. The devil is the same devil today that he was eons years ago. The same trick, amen, he tried to trick Daniel with, he's trying to trick you with. You have to know from the moment that you ask God for it, you got it. So why are you waiting for it? If it's 21 hours, 21 minutes, 21 days, 21 weeks, or 21 years, you're going to praise God like you already got it. Now, that's what faith does. Faith acts like a thing is so, even though it's not so, that it will be so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. We walk by faith and not by sight. And this is why, amen, when Elijah had gone to the widow's house, amen, she took him in, glory be to God, fed the man of God on faith, and then her son died. Well, wait a minute, how can bad news happen? I wasn't expecting no bad news. Let me tell you something, baby. In God's kingdom, glory be to God, hallelujah, bad news is good news. It might look like bad news. It's just good news coming in backwards, glory be to God. You ain't losing when you're walking with God. So her son died. Yeah, well, I told you, you knew that man was, you know, he was bad news. He was practicing witchcraft. Yeah, because people always got something to say when you're doing the will of the Lord. Her son died. Glory be to God. The Bible says, amen, she got on the horse, amen, glory be to God, went to see Elijah. Somebody stopped her, a maid stopped her, and said, hey, everything okay? Now, her son was dead. He was in the house dead, graveyard dead. What did she say? She said, it is well. Whoa! Come on, somebody. I got the clothes. She ain't say it's going to be well. She said, it is well. Homeboy was dead. How can you say it's well and the situation is dead? How can you say it's well, glory be to God, and your health is funny, and your money is funny, and that's looking funny, and you talking about it is well, because I believe what I ask God for. God is able to resurrect the dead. He's able to resurrect the valley of dry bones. God is able to resurrect, he said, glory be to God, if my people call by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear, then will I answer, and then will I heal the land. I'm going to heal everything that's dead. She said, is well. She was calling it like it is. I don't see it, but I'm going to see it. Because that's what faith does. That's what prayer power does. Prayer power, amen, will create a divine turnaround. Glory be to God. What was dead is now alive. What was down is now up. What was dark is now light. What was empty is now full. Come on, somebody. With man, it might be impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. Prayer power. Prayer power. Huh. Oh, my God, my God, my God. So when the devil come, guess what? Devil, if you can come under, first of all, Mr. Devil, if you can come up under the blood of Jesus, come on with your bad self. You ain't threatened by that, saints. See, why? Because we didn't get to this scripture yet. We'll get to this later on. Amen. Another day. But greater is he that lives in you than he that lives in the world. Devil, if number one, if you can come up under the blood of Jesus, come on. Glory be to God. And beloved, this is why the Bible, we sing the song, accept what God allows. Because sometimes God come, it don't look like much in the beginning. That's why he tells us to despise not small beginnings. Sometimes it don't look like much. I thought God was going to do me better than this. I thought I was believing God for that, and I got this. Huh? Elijah sent the servants, Elijah up there at the top of the mountain with his head in between his knees, and the birth condition. Ah! He was giving birth in the spirit. Ah, glory. He had his head between his knees. Glory be to God. Sent the servant over. Say, what you see, boy? He said, I don't see nothing. He said, go again. What you see? Nothing. He sent them seven times. Oh, thank God for the number seven. On the seventh time. And let me tell you, this was a 3 days journey. Now, boy didn't peep out the window. He didn't send them to the kitchen. He sent them on a 3 days journey. And he did that seven times. So now we talk about another 21 days. On that seventh time, servant came back. He said, well, I just see the cloud about the size of a man's fist. Elijah said, let's get out of here, boy. It's about to rain. All he saw was a little fist. Baby, sometimes all you see is a little something. All you saw was a little raise. Huh? All you saw was a little, amen, a little this, amen, hallelujah. And out of that, amen, comes the explosion. Out of this comes the rain, the latter rain, the former rain, the outpouring, the overflow. Come on, somebody, glory be to God. It ain't over till God says it's over. Don't give up on God, because God won't never give up on you. Woo! Prayer power. Prayer power. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. Because you know the devil going to try to wear you out and get you to faint. Because that's the only way the devil can stop you. The only way the devil can stop you is to stop you. He can't stop God. But if he can pull you out of faith, if he can pull you out of your position, if he can pull you out of being where you need to be and doing what you want to do, you missed it. Hallelujah. Don't give up on God, saints, because God will never give up on you. Know who you are. Know you who you are. You cannot pray to God without faith, and you cannot pray to God without confidence in God and confidence in yourself of who you are in him. You have every right. You have every privilege. God always invites you to have a seat at the table. As I was meditating on last night, glory be to God, and I just had a vision. Amen. I was sitting here and looking at my dining room table and just reminiscing, amen. And remember how we sit around the dining room table, the kitchen table, family time. And, you know, when family sit down at the table, you can talk about everything. You can talk about everything, whatever you want to talk about. The secret stuff, the public stuff, amen. Because this family talk right here. See, I love it, amen. Just real talk. See, when we come to God, baby, have a seat at the table. This real talk, this family time. We talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. And know that God hears you. He have a conversation with you. And then God will answer you his way, his time. God has a will. God has a time. God has a way. Don't be alarmed by any satanic interference trying to take place. Resist the devil, and the devil will flee. If you can't bind him, then resist him. Just whatever you do, don't cooperate with him. Amen? And you will have whatever you ask for. Whatever you ask for. Whatever you pray for, it will not be denied, saith the Lord. I will do a new thing in you. I will do a new thing in you. Whatever you ask for, whatever you pray for, it will not be denied, saith the Lord, saith the Lord, saith the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. We give your name all the praise, the glory, and the honor, Father. Father God, thank you for helping us, Father God, to constantly be meditating in your word day and night, that we might go through that transformation, that metamorphosis, that spiritual metamorphosis that is necessary to succeed in your kingdom, to grow and to mature, Father God, as your sons and as your daughters, because we realize that you're counting on us. And so, Father God, we thank you for helping us to resist the temptations of the devil, because he walketh to and fro and nobody's exempt. Anytime he tried to tempt Jesus, who are we? Homeboy's looking for every opportunity. Help us not to give him any more, and forgive us for the ones that we have already given him. And we say thank you, Father. Thank you for your word that will never return into your void, but will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. In form of announcements, please meet us at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock. Amen. We will be praying, prayer power. We are praying in confidence. Amen. Hallelujah. And the renewing of our minds and resisting. Amen. Satan and his schemes. Amen. In Jesus' name. Call in at the top of the hour. Give us your prayer petition. We'll pray with you and we'll pray for you. Amen. All right. Today is offering day here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. It takes money to do ministry. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil use money. Amen. We're going to do a whole teaching on money, because a lot of people got this lie out here saying that money is the root of all evil. The devil is a liar. It ain't no truth in him. Money is not evil, but the love of money is the root of all evil. And you cannot serve God and mammon. Amen. If you desire to sow into the soil, amen, of this ministry, amen, and this is a rich this is a certified soil. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. I like that. Thank you. This is certified soil over here. Certified by God Almighty. Hallelujah. Rich soil. Amen. Hallelujah. And so several ways that you can sow. You can go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org. Lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Hit the connect button. Amen. And you can sow there. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus, Life Word Jesus, amen. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461, Glenside, G-L-E-N-S-I-D-E, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen and amen. All right, that's it, that's it, that's it. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll be back, Lord's willing, again tomorrow morning. Same time, same place, same station. Giving God the praise, giving God the glory, and giving God the honor. Amen. Somebody asked me the other day, don't you get tired sometimes? Yeah, I get tired. So what? So what? What that got to do with anything? You don't think Jesus was tired after they whipped him all night long? I mean, all night long. You don't think he was tired? You don't think he could have called them angels and say, rescue me from the cross? I ain't dying for these folks. Let them die for themselves.
And to God be praised. Amen. Everybody be blessed today. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it will not come to pass. No more crying. No more crying. Our crying days are over. We shall laugh and we will cry tears of joy. And we say thank you for the divine turnaround. In Jesus' name, Father. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree. It cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. All right. Love you, love you, love you. Hallelujah. If you do not know Jesus Christ in the pardoning of your sins, what you waiting for? If you will believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you shall be saved. That's the first step. Amen. Check in tomorrow for the second. Amen. God bless you. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out.
Thank you.